This is Earth and Sky, speaking with Joanna Wood, a psychologist who studies groups living in isolation.
Dr. Wood works for the National Space Biomedical Research Institute in Houston. For the past 10 years, she studied Australian crews working in Antarctica.
We tried simulations, and you can simulate some aspects, but not all of them. And that's why we think that the Australian Antarctic program is one of the best analogs on Earth. You've got real people going in to do real work. There's real danger involved, and they really can't come home right away in the winter. And looking at somebody across the dinner table for 8 months, sometimes those endearing little quirks that you noticed at first become major annoyances.
Wood has crew members fill out a questionnaire via the Internet once a week, asking crew members about their mood, their morale, how much they were able to accomplish during that period, how motivated they've been to work, how they spent their leisure time, and about how they think the rest of the group is doing as a group. At the same time, blood samples are taken to look for changes in blood chemistry that might correlate with stress or other factors.
Wood hopes her work will help NASA plan long stays in space, from a few months on the International Space Station to several years needed for a round-trip expedition to Mars. For today, that's our show. Special thanks to the National Science Foundation, where discoveries begin. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.